Cheers.
Cheers.
Episode 27.
On a Saturday night.
Saturday night.
We're doing it right tonight. Grilled out.
Mm-hmm. Whiskey's flowing. About 8:40 p.m. It's dark already.
Crazy. It's crazy how it gets dark so early.
Now. I don't understand it. I think, though, that it might have something to do with the rotation of the Earth.
It's crazy that it just popped up. I think
the rotation of the Earth is crazy.
Seems like just a month ago it was dark. It was like lighter out later.
I would argue the fact that we live on a rock in space that's spinning around constantly, and yet we aren't constantly having to hold ourselves up on things. That's pretty crazy to me.
I don't understand that concept at all. So, well, that's crazy to me. All right, enough silliness.
All right,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Had a good day today.
Well, I thought for a second you were bracing yourself to be like...
No, I was trying to give you an honest answer. Like, I was thinking...
You really thought
things.
About it?
Yeah,
okay.
Really. I was like, how am I? I'm doing pretty good. Had a good day today?
I'm going to level with you. If I pause and take the honest answer, I'm still having a good day.
Yeah.
You did have a good day, apparently.
Did you see some cool shit?
I did.
Well, tell everybody what you did today.
Okay.
Admit to what you did.
There's no shame in it, so I can admit
to it easily.
I checked out the Fossils, Gem, and Mineral show.
It's exactly what I picture you doing on a Saturday. I'm going to go look at rocks and crystals.
At the Denver Coliseum. And it was... Some of it was crazy. Earnestly crazy.
Earnestly, okay. The appropriate use of the word crazy.
Yeah. As in, like, just dome-rocking insanity. I held in my hand a rock that was from outer space.
Allegedly.
Well, okay, so it's a portion of the rock is from outer space.
It's actually from the meteor
that collided into Earth. No.
Like, they're just letting members of the public.
Where it's from.
Fondle
well,
they
sell. No, they're selling little bits of it, and it's actually mined out of parts of the Earth in Asia Minor,
okay.
I believe, is where it collided.
I believe so.
And I
too.
Held it in my hand, and it's one of those things, and again, we've debated magic on this show
a couple times. Some discussions, yeah.
It was a very strange sensation to hold this rock
in my hand. Glowing when you opened your hand up?
No, it wasn't glowing.
So it wasn't that kind of magic.
It wasn't one of the glowing rocks, but I held it in my hand, and it heated up in my hand, and then it made me feel very bizarre. And it's one of those things where I believe, truly talking about magic and mysticism and everything, I think that whenever you try and talk about it, to like put it into actual words... It kind of loses some of its power because all of a sudden you're intellectualizing it. And the human, you know, the language we have to describe, like, true experience of things is flawed and incomplete. And so I'm not even going to bother trying to describe to you what I felt as I held this rock in my hand for, like, 45 seconds.
Okay.
But I am going to say that I saw, like... saber-toothed tiger bones that
can I tell you what I think happened with your moon rock? Can I tell you what I think happened?
Sure.
I think that you believe it was actually a moon rock.
I don't think it was a moon rock.
And part of that tricked your psyche into when you held it, you felt like you felt like it had mystical powers because you believed it was a moon rock. If I was in there, I'd have been like, yeah, this dude says it's from the moon. Okay, man, I'd be tossing it around like, oh, I almost dropped the moon rock. I'd probably feel nothing.
Well, it's very tiny, and they're actually selling them. They had whole buckets and trays, and it's actually
they're just selling moon rocks to the public.
This is actually the meteor that smashed into the Earth, caused everything to go into a hyperfusion state, and some of the matter that flaked off of the Earth reformed into the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So this is we're talking about life. Or before any life on Earth.
Okay.
Is the scale of... But I saw fossilized
trilobites.
Sometimes
I feel like when I'm making fun of you with the rocks and gems and stuff, you start to take it personally.
Some of the times...
I can see it in his eyes. He's like, all right, I'm not joking anymore. I'm really trying to tell you what it is, and you're not listening to me.
some of the times I just give up, and the only thing that really bothers me is that you and I both think that at some point we'll be able to sway one another to the other's opinion.
No, I don't think so.
On this. No, it's like, it's that we have
I just am trying to show you
this is like how absurd it is in my head. At odds. No, and I can see the absurdity.
It's just
in
a
your
night
head.
Of contention, isn't it?
And
it just feels like a very
well
contentious night.
It very well could be. I don't know what's going to happen. But, yeah, it's, I don't know, there's, yeah, I don't know. I had an awesome time. And it was crazy.
I just want to imagine what you, because you went with Cody, right?
Yeah.
I want to imagine just, like, the conversations that Nick and Cody have as they're on our Saturday afternoon date at the Gem and Rock and Fossil show.
Yeah, yeah. You
guys should have mic'd up for that. Why didn't you mic up for that?
Because it was way too spiritual of an experience.
I bet it was, too.
It was way too mystical of an experience.
I bet it was like you two going to church
to
together.
Mic up. Yeah.
It's very, just...
It was crazy, yeah.
Holding those rocks together just made you feel closer, just as human beings.
Well, I actually visited outer space, sort of, and so there was a point in time where I got lost and detached. And was probably fairly unreachable.
Right.
But she understood what was going on. Again, she understood there's some serious rock magic happening here. And, you know, just respected my own existential crisis
right.
within that moment or right. situation. So, yeah, I had a great day.
Yeah, that's fun.
Fossils, gems, rocks.
I was really hoping you guys would find another glowing rock like Cody has.
There were so many damn rocks there, though. It was like we devoted ourselves like an hour
and a half.
Did
you see anything like that one she has?
I saw ones that looked similar, but there wasn't.
But did they do the same thing where you hold them?
I didn't see specifically that one, but there was actually, there was like a tent city of rock vendors, various rock vendors in the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
and we checked out most of the south parking lot, and then we checked out the bottom floor of the Denver Coliseum, and we didn't even get to every stall or booth either in the parking lot or in the Coliseum, and then there was more on the second floor.
It's quite a rock
and
show.
It was like, we are running out of time. Well, and the fossils. And there was
and the fossils.
I mean, you could spend...
And the gems.
You could buy yourself a cool rock, fossil, or gem from anywhere from like $5 to like $6,000.
$6,000. Was it big or was it small and like precious? It feels creepy to say the word precious about. Was it precious?
The $6,000 ones, you're talking about like a giant like tree trunk size thing that'd be about 5 feet high of petrified wood.
Okay.
That had crystallized and changed crazy colors inside. Or, like, was an entire skeleton dug out and reassembled of a saber-toothed tiger.
Do these people just haul these giant-ass rocks around and do
the
rock
people,
shows?
There were people from Nepal there. Mm-hmm. So this rock business, it's like a serious... There were,
like
Indiana Jones. Numerous vendors who were Nepalese. And they were like, all these rocks were mined from Nepalese. You had more rock... wholesalers. It made me realize that there's this whole window, this whole culture of rock, gem, fossil people
right.
that I'm sure have vicious subdivisions. I'm sure some of them are in it for the mystical qualities. Some of them are in it just for the cash. But it was wild. What did you do today?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry because I could go on for way too long.
We took a little hike. Took Will on a hike.
Cool. Where'd you go?
Relaxed. Went up to the falls.
Like
Horsetooth Falls.
Like past the reservoir on the other side.
I wanted an easier hike because I had a late night last night, and so I just wanted an easier hike. And it was a struggle. It was like a 30-minute hike, and I was like, "Oh God, I just want to get home."
Was it mostly up or
no? It's relatively flat.
Just through terrain.
You know, not really. Just, I was, didn't want to hike.
You were just dogging it. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No, I could have walked down the street for 30 minutes and been like, oh my God.
Right.
I just want to get home. No, it's been a good week, though. We got to go out Tuesday night. Did comedy. We haven't done some comedy just together, some stand-up.
And you did, am I not mistaken, and you did, like, the longest...
It's like 28 and a half or something. I was going for 30.
Yeah,
so.
you headlined.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. Sanford's, this new open mic here in town, so if you're around, we actually really enjoyed ourselves. We had a good time.
It was a great time.
It was a smaller room because the weather was pretty crappy and...
The weather was crappy. It was only the second week you're going to be doing it, so...
But they're trying to get it going, and it could be a cool room. Like, if
it
that was a full
It feels like a
room,
really cool... You know, I went there, and I was just going to have a couple beers, watch you sit around and watch. Mm-hmm. It was actually when I got there, and there was so much crazy shit hanging on all the walls, and a stage was really cool because it was this narrow up high, you're in front of these models of the Rat Pack.
Full-size mannequin models.
Like, porcelain mannequins of the Rat Pack that have been painted.
And the mic cord is getting tangled up in them because you're up, like, the stage. How high do you think the stage was?
I'd say it was, like...
8 feet? 7 feet? 6 feet?
I was going to say five to six.
Okay,
I was going to say 5 to 6.
I was going to keep going down.
I'm glad you kept scaling down.
Five. It's probably five.
It was probably... Yeah.
But when people... So it's like an Applebee's. People are sitting in booths. And there's a 5 foot stage
It's a chain style kind of restaurant and everything. And then all of a sudden, you climb up this tiny narrow flight of stairs, and boom, it's like you are staring down at hairlines, you know. And people are looking up at you as though you are some open
or they're just
god.
Next, or they're yeah, or their necks get tired and they just quit looking up. Like,
but they're
like
still absorbing. Yeah, their heads have gone slack, but they're still clapping. Yeah.
They're like raising their hands and clapping. Interesting room. Fun room, though. I think it
a lot of
be fun
room. I think it's going to grow into a really cool room. Shout out to Jack Krause for putting that all together. Some of the... actually, people through theater, the Young Producers Organization.
So it's not just comedy. It's music.
There's a surprising number of rappers and/or hip-hop artists. It seemed as though they all had a preference.
And poets, but
what they
there
were.
Wasn't any last night, but it's definitely
there
open
weren't
to
any, but it's open
music
to anything and everything you can do up there on that stage. And it's just, it's an interesting room, cool space. They serve nice big beers.
And so there was, they'll do an open mic portion, and they do, like, they called it two headliners. And so Tuesday was a guy who was rapping, has sold out rooms all over Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 people, he said, repeatedly.
Yeah.
He kept reminding us that there was 1,000 people that
he's
performed in front of.
Well, and he had graced the presence of, you know. The smaller crowd at an open mic.
And there's like, 15 people in there? He's like, all right.
Yeah, probably.
Just want to let everybody know, I have performed in front of 1,000 people.
I mean, I spit on people.
Yeah.
But that was the one thing he said that really stuck out in my head. And I was like, do you mean you like spit raps at people or do you mean actually saliva leaves your mouth? And
so I went out and I was like,
people.
Well, my last show was at Hody's and there was 13 people there, so I feel right at home here, okay? I don't feel too big for this place. I do feel above you, like way far above you.
Physically and morally.
Yeah.
Can we talk about moral aboveness for a second and say that a lot of people have been biting Ghost Peas rhymes, if you will, lately.
Stealing
with
our
this
shit.
Whole football
and
controversy.
I love how much we're recording now because now we can prove it.
Right.
When
yeah.
shit bubbles up, we're like, oh.
We kind of covered that.
Funny or Die? I'm sorry. You're a little bit behind.
We've trod on the suspensions of the NFL.
We already riffed on that. It's old. Your joke is stale.
Let
okay?
me ask you, though. Because
we did it a few weeks ago at our Chiba Hut show.
This is the new breaking thing. How long do you think it takes before Goodell loses his job? Or do you think he keeps it?
Look, I've listened to two people that... one of my favorite sports writers, another radio host, and they are on opposite sides.
Yeah.
Goodell's going. He has to go. You read the article of Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons. I fucking love that article.
And then
I thought it was
Gottlieb
really
on the other side, who is like, you know how much money he's made
Jim
the league?
Gottlieb?
Doug. Doug Gottlieb.
Doug Gollin. Doug, Jim.
Best radio
sports
show.
Guys.
Best sports radio
sports guys.
Show. I love it. And he's saying, you know, like, he makes him so much money. That's success. You know, he's the most successful. And so, I don't know, man. I'm, like, torn between I don't care. I'll tell you that. Right? I do not care one way or the other.
I think, personally, though, I think it's such a big fracas, and I think that that guy...
Did you see what happened yesterday?
I didn't see yesterday.
Adrian Peterson?
Oh, I did, actually, yeah.
More violence.
More
violence.
Let's go. This time against a child, too. Like, it's
one
nice
thing
to,
I
like...
saw popped up said that he was using a Switch, and I was like... Yeah, okay.
One thing I saw was that
Richard Pryor talked about
his own illegitimate son to fetch the Switch.
That's a Richard Pryor bit.
Beat him with the Switch. And
Miles, have you seen that Richard Pryor sketch? No, the old one. He acts the whole thing out. All right, thanks, Miles.
Well, you should, Miles. I'd look it up when you get home. I don't know. I feel like the thing is that a week ago, I think Goodell could have operated slick enough that he could have put it out on an underling, you know? And we would have fired somebody we don't know the name of.
That saw the video and decided
not
to show
him. Saw the video and didn't. And if they'd come out and if they picked their patsy
right
off the bat or anything. But Goodell has been caught in too many lies on national television. And... I just think in the court of public opinion, the guy is already flayed. And
the thing is, though,
can be honest,
the owners hire him, don't they?
Well,
and
the
he
owners
makes
hire
them
him.
So much money.
The owners hire, but
that's the argument against.
Typically, the commissioner makes everybody a lot of money. The thing is that I think that to preserve, because if we were to take. I have a theory about why...
So you think he's going to lose his job?
I absolutely think he's going to lose his job.
How long?
I would say he loses his job in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3.
Is it, my
well,
over
just,
and under is...
Just for the sake of podcast drama, I will say he's not going to lose his job.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just
well,
for the sake of drama.
Well, let's see. All right, so let's give me the benefit of the doubt. Let's check back in 3 weeks.
All right, 3 weeks sounds like
we'll
a good
see,
round number.
Listen to a shake hands
shake
here.
Shake his glass.
Yeah, you can hear
our
hear
hands together feel
glass.
Much more like normal people's hands shaking hands.
Rather than
Mitch's hands.
The big friendly giant. Yeah.
Which, by the way, we realized last week's episode ran a little long.
Sorry about that.
We're sorry.
It was just so good. We had so much fun.
But it's Mitch fucking Jones. And if Mitch will hang out and do Cop Doctor and do Mitch Jones...
Just be Mitch Jones.
...for 2 hours, you gotta let Mitch Jones do his thing. So you should definitely go listen.
Oh,
also, great. I apologize about the audio quality.
You know what happens?
6 months in, you think we would... Figure it out.
Every once in a while, though, we bring everybody down to the old submarine and have a nice recording. And
all right, let's plug some shit and let's bring our guests.
All right, yeah. Let's fucking do it up.
We haven't done this for a while, but we said, you know what? We need some more likes on that Facebook page. Gotta have them, okay? Our egos are hurting a little. We've got, like, one new like in the last few weeks.
Ghost P, it's one word. You
Come
probably
on, just,
did it. You found it because you're listening to the podcast right now.
Right. Let's get over 200. We got like 26 more to go. Share it with your friends. Trick them into liking it. Whatever. Just do what you have to do.
It's a. We can promise you that we're going to, you know, burn through an hour of your time once a week. Who else can promise you that?
Yeah, you can ignore everything we post after you like the page.
Right.
Just give us the like.
But have that opportunity to know.
Yeah, you might see an episode that interests you.
Mm-hmm.
Never know.
Let's see.
YouTube channel.
Still in the works, but we put up some stand-up.
Yeah.
We put up stand-up with some people who've done our show. Natural segue. Check out on the 26th of this month, September 26th.
Cheap Hut West. If you go downtown, you can't listen to our podcast anymore. Go to the west side. I can't take it back. It's recorded.
Okay. Well, that's Weston's thoughts. He also thinks Goodell's going to keep his job.
Which side do you come out on?
I think that they could be allowed to just, you know, but you're missing out on a great show.
Yeah. We're going to be on a radio show, a live radio show where we're not allowed to swear.
Or drink, or smoke
Which anything.
Which I think is going to be... Saw half the battle is, I think, the fact that we aren't allowed to drink or smoke.
We'll be so pleasant. And
we'll be
polite.
Like really, yeah, just super polite. They'll be like, well, "Where's the funny?" And we'll be like, "Where's the booze?"
Yeah. Where's the bullet?
Ice Cream Social down in Boulder, live radio Wednesday the 24th. Show starts at 7, goes till 8.
7 to 8.
Run by Cody Spiker and Jacob Rupp.
And Jacob, we're gonna have on soon, hopefully.
Hopefully,
Mover
yeah.
and Shaker.
It's a real mover and shaker.
Mover and shaker. That's what we like to have on Ghostbee. Movers and shakers. So yeah, we took a week off of that, obviously. But we'll get back to it in next week. All right. And then I'm at Comedy Works Tuesday.
Yeah.
I did so well my first time there.
Right. You did 2 minutes.
I did two.
Nice tight two.
Dude, I did so good that I had to call. I only had to call in for, I think, 12 weeks. And they gave me an additional minute.
Wait, so that means you're doing 13 minutes now?
Just three this time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to half the words.
But they were like, you were so fucking funny in your 2 minutes and 15 seconds because you went over your time. And that's probably why it took you an extra month to call me. Guess what? But I'm super excited about it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, yeah, if you are a purveyor of the Denver metro area comedy scene, check out your very own ghost pisser, Weston Unruh.
Yeah.
This upcoming Tuesday. What's the date?
Tweet at me, and just go to the fucking Comedy Works thing, and you can get a free ticket.
All right. All right.
It's a website. Who knows? We'll put a link. Whatever.
Okay.
No big deal. I just got an additional minute.
No biggie. No biggie. Just headlined a show last week.
Headline got 3 minutes. Comedy Works.
Killing it. You
yeah.
are slaying it.
I
guess at this point, this next Thursday, we are doing an encore performance of the Mystagogue Holland Show at the Dome. Starts at 7.
Same one you did at Fringe Fest?
Same one I did at Fringe Fest.
Last time you'll do it? Maybe.
We don't know.
Maybe.
We don't quite know at this point. And there will be a facilitated talk back after it. In which anyone who has any questions for me Ben Gondrez, the guy who filmed and edited it all and who runs the Dome over there, or my buddy William Wayland, who wrote all the music for it. If you have any questions about the process for any of us,
I'm going to write like 10 questions and just ask you the most. I'm going to record it all.
Good.
We'll use it on the podcast,
oh,
obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
But just the most terrible questions that I could ask you in a room full of strangers.
How much do you think that phases me?
Well, none, but I want to hear your responses. You know?
Oh, okay.
And I think the listeners do, too.
Okay, yeah.
Let's bring our guest on.
All right.
We're very excited. Let's intro him.
Just
sit down, dude. We're going to intro you. We're going to say
hold on, calm down. This guy has, I don't know, how many years have you been doing around here, Miles?
Okay.
Year and a half.
Under his belt.
Year and a half under his belt. It's been, in that time, it's been great to see this guy watch him develop. He does filming and movie work.
We're going to get into it.
Friends
yeah.
of his. We'll get into all
deep,
of it. But,
we're going deep into it.
Man of many hats.
We're excited to have him
potentially
here.
One of the flattest affects you ever will find.
We've had a lovely-ish time so far tonight.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now we're going to have him on.
Yeah. Well,
Miles, come on up.
Put your hands together.
Miles Harmony. Welcome.
Hey, Miles.
We're being recorded audio
yes.
only.
Yes.
So
you signed the
audio
waiver.
Recording. Yeah. Alright, welcome Ghost Pissers. It's time for this week's installment of Look How Good That Was for Their Brains.
Good to be here. Exciting week in the NFL. Lots of brains crashing together out there on the field.
Oh my god, those bloody sponges are bouncing all over the place.
Hey, let's just take a look at our first play. Receiver going deep and...
Oh my god, just
that's
sandwiched.
A helmet to helmet.
To helmet? Oh. Now, I heard that he gave up on trying to solve the Rubik's Cube after this one.
I think he doesn't know his ABCs after that hit.
Oof!
He's not driving himself home, right?
The inside of his skull just got mashed with the outer side of his brain. That's brain matter leaking out of his ear onto the field.
You know, it reminds me of last night. I cooked myself this big bowl of spaghetti, and then I just threw it down a flight of stairs. I bet that's what the inside of his head looks like.
Not pretty. Next clip we have is a punter getting kicked in the face.
Oh my God, the tables have turned. Is that a circumstance, classically, which you might say the tables have turned?
Let's take a look at the video. Returning the kick, jumps in the air. Oh!
My God! He put his foot right in that man's face!
That not only was good for his brain, his neck also. Fabulous.
I think that might be a shiatsu massage from the front side, but it also reminds me a lot of the Karate Kid.
Yep, yep. I wonder who's picking him up from the game, because he is not driving his own vehicle.
Bobby, I need some new shoes with Velcro, please. All right.
What damage the back of his head must have done to the turf right there.
I think that's called a divot. Yeah, I think he definitely put a divot in the ground there. Now, I believe the runner in this case received a penalty for unnecessary roughness, but then also a medal for awesome displays of brutal violence. Let's give him a big round.
The best way to stop a foot is with your head, as everybody knows.
Well, you know, that's why they put face masks on the helmet, so you could test them out by kicking them, things like that.
Yep. Another example of this just being fantastic for their brains.
Yep, and it looks like his face mask did a really great job there, too. That's good helmet construction, guys.
His face is still intact, brain probably a little scrambled.
Probably more jelly on the outside of it now. You know, I interviewed him once, and I thought he had a little too much cognitive function anyhow.
Seemed a little too smart.
A little too smart.
That should fix the problem.
I don't think that'll be a problem anymore. Oh!
The way his head went up and twisted had to just create a swirl of brain inside of that skull.
Like a little frosty, like ice cream cone.
Look how good that was for his brain.
Oh! I don't know if at this point we are entirely comfortable with actually releasing the contents of that episode, Miles's episode, with us. We apologize for having such a short episode.
Except for last week, though.
Let's do last week was so long, so this is just a short one. And
make sure you mark the Chiba Hut show in your calendar.
Yeah.
Just do a final plug, and
yeah,
we will be back next week with Bob Gaudette.
See you next week, kissers. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Can we just be done now? I gotta go. I gotta go for a walk.